Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? It's this. Have a listen. And as I said, this is going to annoy some of you. Guys, I think this would make a good discussion, but I don't want to come across as a bitch because I'm far from it. But can you talk about women not bothering to try and get their figures back after they give birth? It's a pet peeve of mine because I have four children, one that is under 6 months, and I have managed to get my pre-pregnancy figure through eating healthy and working out. My stomach is back to being flat already, though working out on maternity leave. But all I hear from other girls in my mother's groups is they can't get their figures back after a year. There are no excuses. If you change my name, I'll come on and explain more, but I am not body shaming. Now, here's the question. Is she body shaming? Is that what you see it as? She's basically saying, put a bit of effort into it and you'll be able to get your pre-pregnancy figure back in a matter of months, because she was able to do it.
Okay, I will say, and we're going to talk to her in a second, by the way. I want to say, by the way, fair play to her for coming on. You may not agree with what she's saying, but at least she has the balls to back up her point. A lot of people who comment on topics we do on our Facebook page or whatever, they won't come on. Oh, no, Jesus, I wouldn't have the guts to come on. She's actually going to have the guts to come on and back up her point, yeah? And she's going to make some very valid points, a lot of which I agree with. Oh, I got into trouble, remember, back on our old show, for talking about this and saying that, you know, basically that you shouldn't let yourself go. Men and women shouldn't let themselves go, because what the person you got into a relationship with, you fancied, you got into, you know, if you got into a relationship with a woman, you fancied her because she had a size 10 figure. Yeah, that's what you fancied about her. She had a size 10 figure. Yeah. And then 2 years later, she is a size 16 figure. That's not the person that you got into the relationship
with. Oh, right. So she's breaking the rules.
No, and the same for you. I mean, you're as fast as you were when you got married. You haven't put on excess weight since you got married. But the point anybody that says, oh, it doesn't matter what, beauty is in the inside and all that. No, you fancy someone because of the way they look.
Well, hang on, let me read through the lines here. You would basically dump your wife if she got fat.
Well, who said that?
Where you're leading. That's what you're saying.
No, and what I'm about to say is, now, I don't know Mandy's circumstances, but I assume she didn't have a C-section. If you have a C-section, you can't feckin' sit down for about 6 weeks. So, you know, there has to be exceptions to this. If a woman has had a C-section, she can't be doing bloody ab crunches or whatever, or doing squats and deadlifts. So I assume this woman had a, what's it called, the birth? A natural birth, is that what it's called? I assume she had a natural birth, so good for her. She's not body shaming, all she's saying
is... But she actually is.
No, she's not. She's saying it's possible to do it, I did it, look at me.
Oh, aren't you wonderful? Well, let's talk to her. We would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Mandy is the lady's name, and she joins me on the line. Mandy, what made you send us that message in the first place?
Hi, lads. So, just listening in to what you guys are saying. What triggered it really was I had posted a picture on my Instagram feed, and I was back in my pre-pregnancy jeans. I had a baby. He's 3 months old now, so that's more than acceptable to be back. I was probably size 6 to 8. And I post a picture saying I'm back in my skinny mini jeans. And, like, not one woman said, wow. Like, it was the opposite. I posted the same picture. I'm in, a mother group chat. And they were all like, you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Wow, I don't have my body. I wish my body looked like that. And my baby is one. And kind of borderline, like, I'm putting my body first and neglecting my child when I should be, instead of being in the gym, that I should be at home bonding with my son, who's now 3 months old. But for me, you know, I am going to say something that's probably a bit more controversial than the whole point. One of the reasons I breastfed all of mine was, the main reason was to lose the weight as well. So I
think that's fair enough. And yeah. And a lot of women breastfeed for a similar reason. And you do get your figure back quicker if you're breastfeeding. However, your point was that you were putting up photographs of you the same size you were before you had the baby. And you got awful grief over doing that, basically.
Yeah, I didn't get anyone kind of saying, wow, you look great for having a baby 3 months ago. It was more bitchy comments, like just underhanded remarks that, you know, rather than saying like motivational comments. I've had a few people go, and strange as well, like because it wasn't just at the 3 month mark I posted that picture. I probably had my figure back about 2 weeks after labour. I posted a picture just in my slouchy bottoms at home, but you could see my stomach. And I had a lot of kind of bitchy comments as well.
Well done you, you've got your figure back, people were saying the opposite, basically. And other women were saying, oh my God, a year later I haven't been able to get my figure back. And the point you made the point you made in your message is there is no excuse for women not to have their figure back within a year.
Leave your baby with someone.
Well, sorry, other than
for an hour.
Sorry, you'd have to agree with me, Mandy. Other than having a C-section, if you have a C-section, you're not going to be doing stomach crunches and squats.
A couple of weeks, 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, you've obviously. Hang on. Now this is where I disagree. You've obviously never had a C-section because
I have.
Okay, well, a C-section, they literally dice and slice you. That's what a C-section is.
Yeah, my stomach is back, and I've had C-sections.
But you didn't have a C-section on the one a few months ago, did you?
Just this one, no. But my figure went back relatively quick after my C-section. It's in and around the same. You're too tired, say, the first, say, 4 weeks to go and to do a vigorous exercise anyway. But, you know, from 4 to 6 weeks, you can get out walking after a C-section and slowly build it up. Or, you know, you can slowly build it up. And by 3 months then with a C-section, there's no excuse either to not have your goals and your stomach and your figure back on track. I think a lot of women can also use that as an excuse, Jeremy. Oh, a C-section, I can't get my figure back. Well, that's not
true. I just got a message in a second ago from one of our listeners saying, I had a section, I couldn't sneeze for weeks, let alone anything else.
No, that's not true. That's women just scaremongering.
No, I do agree.
I've had two sections and two naturals, so I've had both sides equal amounts. So I know, yes, it's more inconvenient. You can't get up and walk around after you've had the child. You can't, yes, when you're sneezing, you have to be careful. But 2 to 3 weeks after that, there's no excuse after a C-section to get out, get walking, put the baby in the buggy, you know, and then 4 to 6 weeks, start picking up your pace. 6 to 8 weeks, go back to the gym or take up some sort of exercise program. Stop using C-sections as excuses to not get your figure back.
Okay, you also believe that pregnancy is not an excuse for losing your figure. You should be able to, in all circumstances, regain your figure within a few months.
There's loads of options if you don't. Like, you need to keep yourself looking well for not only yourself, but your man. Like, you have to, you know, keep things alive in the bedroom. So many relationships and marriages fall apart, you hear, because, oh, they had a child 2 years ago or a year ago, and things just dwindle and slip. And no, get yourself back out there, get to the gym, look after yourself, put yourself first. I am not body shaming women here. I think women are under so much pressure to just...
Well, you kind of are because... are because you're saying there is no excuse for not having your figure back. If that's not body shaming, I don't know what is.
Well, what's the excuse then? What's the excuse? How was I able to? I put in the hard work. And
let me read a message. Some people want to enjoy the newborn experience, not worry about weight. How shallow is that woman?
Okay, newborn experience is gone after like a week. You can barely, like, look at your baby, say, from newborn to 1 week, there's a huge change, to 2 weeks, to 3 weeks. I've had a newborn 3 months ago, and I look at him now, and he's like a different child. So you know, yes, enjoyed a newborn experience for the first week, but then, you know, week one, week two, that starts to dwindle.
Now, the one thing you did say, and it just brought back a memory to me, Mandy, when you said this, you were saying that when you put a photograph up on Instagram of yourself, that you women are supposed to praise each other, aren't they, Adrian? That's what they always say. I remember, was it a year ago, Vogue Williams, the model Vogue Williams, after giving birth to her last baby, she put up a photograph a couple of weeks later and she had her abs back. And I remember her putting a photograph, yeah. And I remember there was a story in the news. And I read through the comments underneath the photograph, and they were all from women giving out about her. They were actually shaming her.
I thought, Vogue, actually now that you say it, you know, I actually remember seeing that photo and I thought she looked amazing.
And, yeah, but all the women were saying, how dare she get her figure back?
This is exactly what Mandy is on about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, stay there for a second, Mandy. I'd love your reaction to this on 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. So basically, Mandy is this lady's name, and she sent us a message and eventually agreed to talk to us. Can you talk about women not bothering to try and get their figures back after they give birth? It's a pet peeve of mine because I have four children, one that is under 6 months, and I've managed to get my pre-pregnancy figure through eating healthy and working out. My stomach is back to being flat already, though working out on maternity leave. But all I hear from other girls in my mother's groups is they can't get their figures back after a year. There are no excuses, she says. But she also argues that she's not body shaming. Angela, you're angry listening to this. Why?
Because the funny thing is, when someone comes on and says, listen, I'm not a bitch, but you know you're being a bitch. I'm not body shaming, but you know you're body shaming. How dare you? How absolutely dare you come on a radio show and give out to women when you don't know what they're going through, you know? Now, I've never had a child, but I have had a C-section. It's going to sound silly, isn't it? I had ovarian cancer, so I had to have a C-section to have that out, to have the ovaries out. And I was absolutely warned, do not drive, no heavy lifting, nothing, for at least 6 weeks. Because though it may nicely heal on the outside, it's the internal that has to heal. That's the most important
bit. Okay, but that's regarding a C-section, Angela. She's also arguing that women who have a natural birth still have even less excuse for not regaining their figure. Isn't that the point you're making, Mandy?
The point you're making is you're pissed off because you went on Instagram or Facebook and wasn't getting the attention that you were seeking. That's what's wrong with it.
It wasn't attention. It was like, you know, I made a comment, you know, I said I'm kind of back in my skinny mini jeans, even though I fully am. I didn't want to be like, oh, look at me, back in them.
Well, you still are.
And I was more, I was surprised at the amount of backlash that I received, rather than women saying, oh, you know, motivational to keep it up and, you know, maybe reaching out. And and one of them said, wow, like, you know, my baby is one and I wish I was half the size of your stomach or whatever. And I said, well, why can't you leave the baby, you know, with someone for 1 hour, whatever your circumstances are, whether you've done it alone, whether you have a partner, there's always only someone. And I just think women just make too many excuses to not get themselves back out there, get yourself, you know, into some sort of fitness program and start taking care of themselves rather than hiding behind the fact that they've had a child.
Do you think one hour will do it? Do you think newborn baby?
An hour should do it. It's 30 minutes of cardio and then another 30 minutes of a couple of machines or whatever.
And then you have to go
everywhere
and shower, and then you have to get home and you have to go home and get ready.
Okay, so you go home to your baby, put your baby down, your baby will nap or whatever, and I'll jump into the shower.
And what if your baby doesn't nap when you get home? It's not
your baby will.
You're telling me that a woman
can't go to the gym or go work out or whatever just in case she can't have a shower and like when she comes home.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? It's not just an hour. What if the gym is a half an hour away?
You have to drive. Get that air done and you'll find the time. Okay, so instead of scrolling on Instagram for 10 minutes later on, jump into your shower.
All right, so you are fat shaming. You are fat shaming. You are calling women.
I don't know how you can't get it through your head that it is fat shaming, no matter what paint job you want to put on it.
I think women are using too many excuses. You see so many men in the gym as well. You can see they look miserable that you go home to their women that have had children that haven't lost the baby weight. And I got talking to one.
How dare you?
He knew I was pregnant because I went to the gym and he commented to me just 10 minutes ago about how great I looked. And I know he has a wife at home, and he commented to me enviously that I had got my figure back and she hadn't.
You know
and
what?
The baby was older.
You know what? You are a bitch. Because now every woman out there. No, you are. Every woman out there now who cannot lose their weight due to having a child is now paranoid that their husbands are out commenting on other women who have lost it.
Whether
now they
you
can't.
Like it or
you're
not,
a bitch.
They will. Men,
you're
will,
a
men
bitch.
Look at women all the time.
You are
not,
a bitch. How dare you? How
can I ask you? Mandy, I want to ask you a question. I'm looking at some of the comments, and if you get an opportunity to read through the comments on our Facebook feed.
I'm not even going to bother. No, I wouldn't bother because
you know what? You know the sort of comments that we're getting.
It's going to be calling me a bitch because rather than actually have a solid argument, that's all this other, I didn't get her name, can just keep shouting over me, calling me a bitch. How classy is that? Like, I'm very sorry for your experience that you went through and you haven't had a child. There is no excuse for using your child as an excuse to not getting your figure back.
Well, can I ask you a question? When you sent in that mail, why did you first off turn around and say you're not being a bitch?
Because I knew that straight away someone like you would jump on and call me a bitch.
Okay, well, how many people are jumping on there in favor of you?
Because I've obviously triggered them or hurt them, because they know that what I'm saying really is correct. They're looking at themselves now, sitting at home, listening to this radio show, instead of actually saying, you know what, she's right, I'm going to get my trainers on and I'm going to leave
and
my
is that what you want to achieve here? Is this a motivational talk? Is that what you're trying to achieve?
I'm trying, you know, means like any gym instructor or, you know, mentor or life mentor. I'm speaking from my own experiences. I've had 4 children. I've got my figure back very quickly. And in particularly this one, which I was very surprised, you know, after, you know, a couple of days, my stomach was back flat. And I had women commenting, saying, wow, like you can see that my baby's newborn if I was in a coffee shop. And they were like, oh my God, you've had a baby. Those type of remarks.
Stay there for a second if you can, please, Mandy. If you want to get involved in this conversation, our number is 0858252626. You can send us a message or a WhatsApp voice note like Tina just did.
Hi, lads. First of all, I'd like to say fair play to that woman if she's able to get her body back to normal after a couple of weeks after having a baby and getting out there and having the time to work out. But I must say, she is 100% body shaming. Like, why does she even bother looking at other women? Who cares? It's none of her business. My little boy is 2 now, and my body is not back to normal after having a C-section. And I just don't have the time to go and work out. I'd rather spend my time with my little boy, to be honest. She really needs to cop on and get a new pet peeve and just stop worrying about other women. Like, she really needs to get a life. There's more other things out there to be worrying about than other people's bodies. Thanks,
it's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Mandy, I want to get your reaction to that message I played just a moment ago. And the lady is arguing that she just doesn't have the time and you need to get a life and concentrate on yourself and not be worrying about other women.
Well, she does have the time because she's gone out of her way to send in this message. So clearly she does have the time. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole argument. Women,
keep saying, I don't have the time, I want to be with my child. You can't be your child 24/7. Your child's not even going to notice that you're gone for 1 hour. I am telling you, they will not notice. Leave the child with someone and stop making excuses and go get your figure back.
Well, stay there for a second, because Janet, he wants to get involved in this. What do you make of what Mandy is saying? There is no excuse for a woman not regaining her figure after pregnancy.
She's talking to her, you know what. She hasn't a clue what she's on about. Every woman's body is different. I have twins now. I'm an older woman. I have twins. They're in their 30s. My stomach has never gone back to the way it should be. And I had a toddler as well with twins. And I did run around, I hardly asked, couldn't I yet standing up. And my stomach has still never gone back to the way it should be, according to her.
And
she's very lucky she has the body.
And what do you put that down to? The fact that your stomach has never gone back. What do you put that down to?
I don't know. Hormones, my body in particular, I don't know. There is women out there that are, she calls skinny minis and a skinny mini bloody jeans, that they're very lucky that their bodies go back to the way they were. I know girls that are super slim and still have a stomach.
Okay, Mandy, let me put that to you. You're the lucky one that you managed to get your figure back. It doesn't happen for everybody.
No, I've heard that. Oh, you're so lucky. It must be down to genetics. No.
But it obviously is.
Oh, your mum must be slim. Your sister must be slim. It's purely down to just hard work, just saying, right, well, do you know what? And even if you can't afford it to get over to the gym, put your bit when your baby's napping, get on the floor, do some stomach crunches, you know, build them up. You could have got your tummy back if you just had it started when you had your twins.
Not at all. I was running around. I couldn't even have a dinner. I was running. Are you listening to me? I was running around after twins and I had a 2.5-year-old. And yes, I could not lose that weight off my stomach, no matter what I did.
Where was your...
I couldn't go to a gym and work.
You could have done it at home, though. You absolutely could have.
With two babies and a 2.5-year-old. With two babies and a 2.5-year-old.
I'm sure...
Are you for real?
You could have put them down.
You're having a laugh now. Seriously.
No, I think...
With three babies.
I think... Yes.
Three babies. I was quite happy to have a sleep. Because I was up during the night feeding them, what have you, and I never got a minute to myself.
I was up at 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. and guess where I am? I still took my hour a day, and I'm sitting outside my gym. I'm actually eating into my gym time now to have this discussion.
Well, good for you. That's not everybody can have that luxury.
I was up at 4 a.m. feeding my child half sleep, so I'm not getting a full night's sleep either. He's still demand feeding, and I still came over.
You've obviously got a different constitution than some others have. There's some people that postnatal depression, medications, there's all different types. No, you see, you riled people up the wrong way by saying, look at me, I'm wonderful and whatever.
Hang on for 1 second, Janet. And this is something that was mentioned earlier on about Vogue Williams, who put up a post saying that, you know, here I am, I've after having the baby and all of that. And she was lashed out of it for that. What is wrong in a woman saying, look at me, aren't I great?
Because not every woman can do it. Whatever circumstances, postnatal depression, whatever, medication, whatever.
I know, but people throw depression out all the time as an excuse for things.
No, it can be depression.
No, but not everybody suffers with depression. And in fairness, one of the best things to combat depression is actually fitness. I've always found out, especially during especially during lockdown, when I was feeling down, like most people were during lockdown, the only thing that kept me going during lockdown was fitness. And so not every person...
Yeah, I agree with you.
Not every person that can't get their figure back can put it down to PND. Like, I don't think.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying every person. I'm saying some women.
But why did look at the question?
Again, I'm going back to years ago.
I know, but look at the question that Adrian asked. Look at the question that Adrian asked about when Vogue Williams lost that. Well, in fairness to Vogue Williams, she probably has like nannies and all that to look after the babies, and she's a millionaire. But she physically was able.
As a personal chef for her food and everything.
I'd tell you someone to wipe her arse. But she was
able. Yeah, well, there you go.
But physically, she was able to get her figure back, and instead of women polishing her crown. That's the expression. Like, women should polish each other's crown. They knocked the fucking crown off her head by saying, I remember some of the comments, how dare you shame women, Vogue, by showing off your abs after giving birth? Not every woman is able to obtain a body like that. She was, what's wrong? If you work hard and have a good, Jesus, here, can I tell you one thing?
But can I
tell you one thing? Can I tell you one thing now? If I had a six pack, I'd be doing this show every day topless. No, but I would.
You're being ridiculous. 085-825-2626 is our number. Stay there for a second, Janet.
I don't think anybody wants to see that, though, do they?
No, nobody does.
No, but that's the point. If you work hard, Adrian, you wouldn't notice because you've never had a good figure. But if you have a good figure, yeah? If you work, the amount of work it takes to get a good body, yeah? If you work that hard, what is wrong with showing off? And the first thing you did when you bought a new car, what was it?
Showed it off.
You put a photograph up. It's absolutely no different.
Okay,
lovely abs on your car, by the way. Lovely abs.
Shauna, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Shauna.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Shauna. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'm going to hone in on what Jeremy's saying there about Vogue Williams, right? That's all well and good. Vogue Williams can show her body off to whoever she wants. But the difference between Vogue Williams and Mandy is Vogue Williams is not telling people that she hates that they're not getting their body back after having a child. Mandy,
No. If you listen to the start of what Mandy said, it was very similar to Vogue and the comments that she got when she put a photograph of herself on Instagram in the gym or whatever. People lashed her out of it rather than praised her.
Yeah, well, look, now, fair play to her getting her body back, but she sounds to me like she's a yummy mummy that gets up at 4 a.m. to curl the hair to go on the school run anyway. So fair play to her if she doesn't want to do that, but some women don't want to do that, and that's okay too. She shouldn't comment on what other women want to do and what other way women want to raise their children or have their body. She should keep her fucking nose out of people's business.
Her argument was that there is, and from her message, she's gone off the line, by the way, from her message, she says, there are no excuses. All I hear from other mothers is that they can't get their figures back after a year. There is no excuse for that.
But there is an excuse because I don't have children, but I'm a bigger woman. And I know if I got pregnant, I'd only put on more weight. And because I'm already a bigger woman, I'd find it harder to lose the weight than somebody that was slimmer when they got pregnant.
Well, okay, stay there for a second because, Dara, you believe it is possible to get your figure back fairly quickly, do you?
Well, I mean, I think if you want to, it is always possible. Like, even me as like a single mother, you know, I was able to do it without any help. But having said that, I don't agree with anything that Mandy said because I think she's coming across extremely narcissistic and that she needs the validation from the public, which is why I think she came onto the show to get some validation, which tells me that she's deeply insecure regardless of what figure she has.
One of the points that she made, and like we said, it's very similar to the story of Vogue Williams. One of the points that she made was that she was getting lashed out of it for putting a photograph of herself in the gym looking well, having lost her baby weight. And she can't understand how people were lashing her out of it.
Well, I just think it's hypocritical because now she's shaming other people for not being in shape. She's essentially doing the same thing as what people have done to her. I don't agree with shaming in either of the situations, whether someone, I'd praise a woman, you know, if they put up a photo saying, look how great my body is. You know, I think that's fantastic. I love seeing people get in shape. I love people bouncing back after babies. I think it's so empowering. So I would always, you know, amp women up as well. But I also don't agree with putting women down who are not in the mindset, that are not able or maybe don't even want to get in shape.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come in from Luke, and it says, if I'm honest, lads, I don't see the issue here. Fair play to Mandy for getting her figure back, but there's no need to post about it. I think the women here are just jealous of her. What do you say to that?
Well, again, I mean, I do think that's often the case. I know there is a lot of envious women out there, and I kind of shy away from posting any of my progress pictures up for that reason. You know that you're coming across like, oh, look at me, I'm great. Because women, at the end of the day, when they are unhappy with themselves, they don't like seeing that. So I do agree that there is jealous women out there as well, 100%, but I still don't agree.
And we're hearing, though, that resentment, that jealousy, the green-eyed monster, is that what we're hearing here?
Well, I'd say there's definitely an element of that. It's bringing up people's biggest insecurities is generally their body. So, yeah, 100%. But I still wouldn't shame anyone for whatever body they choose to have, but I still think you can have any body that you want if you put in enough work and effort into it.
Shauna, what do you say to that? You can get your figure back if you put enough effort into it.
Like, I totally agree. Like, look, I'm not saying that you can't get your body back. I'm just saying I don't think it's up to anybody to tell a woman. Like, did anybody care to ask her what she had the caption on the Instagram photo as? Because maybe something in the caption maybe egged people on to give out to her. Maybe she was saying, like, something in the caption like, oh, if I done it, anyone can do it.
Well, no,
like
she that, said something to the effect of, back in my skinny jeans only.
Mini skinnies or whatever they were called.
Yeah, only a few weeks after having my baby.
Yeah, but look, I'm not putting her down for that either. Like, fair play to her. But as I was just thinking there while you were talking to Darren, there is other factors as well. There's postnatal depression that's already been discussed. There's also women that suffer with PCOS, which makes you put on weight, and they get pregnant from the grace of God, and then that could cause the weight to stay on after the pregnancy too.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you agree that it can be done, but she is shaming women who
absolutely
haven't achieved that.
100% shaming women that haven't achieved that, and there's so many different factors to why women won't achieve what she's achieved. Fair play to her, best to look to her with her skinny mini body, but not every woman is going to be able to achieve what she's achieving.
I don't necessarily agree with that, other than an underlying health problem. We're all, you know the way people say, which an expression I hate, ladies, is big boned. You know when people say, oh, I'm big boned. Every bone is the same in the body. If you see the skeleton of a 22-stone woman and you see the skeleton of a size 8 woman, those skeletons look the same. Bones are all the same. So it's what's covered around the bones. And bar a medical condition, a pre-existing medical condition, like a thyroid condition, or an injury where you have a spinal injury where you physically can't exercise, we all have the ability to lose weight. Myself and Adrian have one of our best friends, 3 years ago, was 22 stone. He is now smaller than me. Mm. He's wearing medium shirts now. It's possible. If he can do it, by the way, anybody can do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely, I agree. 085-825-2626 is our number. If you want to get involved in this conversation, like Estelle has done.
Because she got her figure back. I know that people can't get their figure back. Is she having a laugh? Like, she's not happy because she didn't get all the compliments. So what's she going to do? She's just going to drag people down and make women feel so insecure about their bodies. Is she having a laugh? That one's an absolute whack job, bless her heart.
All right, thanks very much indeed. A huge reaction, I have to say, to this whole conversation. Here's another voice note that's just come in to us.
Hey, lads. Just listening to the podcast there. Just said I'd send in a voice note. I have had 2 kids. Before I had kids, I had a 6-pack. I trained twice a day, 5-6 times a week. I ate healthily. And then after I had the 4th son, I did get into good enough shape after the 4th child, even though I had a split pelvis after having during my pregnancy with him. And then I had the 2nd one, she's nearly 2, and I am struggling to get the weight off me, struggling. I go to the gym. I'm not lazy by any means. I have a busy life, like most mammies and daddies out there nowadays, but I go walking and stuff, but I'm finding it very, very difficult to shift the weight, and I've had bloods and stuff like that done, and I'm borderline, my thyroid is, you know, borderline underactive. Obviously these things happen when you have kids and not everybody snaps back into shape. I would have loved to get back me pre-pregnancy body, but it just didn't happen, and I struggle, and I'm actually taking Ozempic now, and I'm down 16 pounds in a couple of months, and I was in a calorie deficit. I done keto, I done all these diets, and nothing. I'd lose probably 6 or 7 pounds, and that'd be that. And I'm down 16 pounds on that Ozempic, and I'm finding that that's working for me. So, you know, everybody has their own journey that they're on, and they do whatever it takes to help them lose the weight. And, you know, I just don't understand people who think there are people that are saying there's no excuse to get back to your pre-pregnancy weight, because it just doesn't happen for everybody.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
By the way, for those of you wondering why Mandy isn't still on the line, she said a couple of minutes ago that she was outside her gym, about to go into the gym, and that's why she is not on the line anymore. Leslie.
I had 3 children, and I got back to a size 10 near enough straight away, but I never posted pictures on Instagram or Facebook looking for validation of other women that didn't have the genes I had, or to body shame them. A lot of it's down to genetics, and some women are just not as lucky as others. And Mandy is just being a bitch.
Mandy is being a bitch. Mandy has, as I said, gone into her gym to do her workout for today. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks, Elizabeth. What did you want to say on this?
I had a baby 3 years ago. She just turned 3 last weekend, and I was 153 kilos around about when I had her. I'm a big kid. I'm 6 foot tall, and I look like a linebacker. I have lost 7 stone since then. Now, so I am actually smaller than I was when I was in the Army. Now, I did that because of me, but I had a spinal injury from the Army. I got blown up, and my spine was crushed in 2 spots. So I can understand people going, oh, yeah, and I had a C-section too 3 years ago. But I would never, on my darkest hour, tell, even counsel another woman saying, oh, you could do better, ever. Because mental health is a big deal with new mothers. And just walking in there, and I'm sorry that she got, I am sorry that anyone commented nastily on her Instagram. But to walk up to just blatantly say, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but let me tell you all the reasons why you are fat. And you should be able to be skinny like me. I feel bad for her in some places, but I also just go, woman, you're dead on wrong. I mean, if you're looking for, and my husband is sitting right here, and he's going, you know, Jordan Peterson, and he's contentious, I know. He says, if you're looking for symmetry in your partner, that's an empty, hollow life. Pretty boxes can be filled with shit. So what happens when you're 60 and 70 years old together? Are you going to stop loving them because they're 60 and 70 years old and they're not as good looking as they were?
That's a very good question.
No, but
that's a very good question.
The one thing that Mandy said there that made a lot of sense was, in a lot of marriages and relationships, long-term marriages and relationships, where people no longer even resemble the person that you fell in love with. Now, maybe it's just maybe I'm a shallow person, but I think a lot of relationships do end up going separate ways because people go, God, that's not the bloke that I married a bloke with a nice athletic figure, and now he's a couch potato. I don't fancy him anymore. What is wrong with saying that?
Because ultimately we all change. It is extremely shallow thinking. In 10 years' time, when your missus starts developing wrinkles on her face, are you going to dump her?
No, because I'll develop wrinkles as well. In fact, I'll develop wrinkles more because I'm older than she is. I'm just saying that this old thing that people always throw out saying it's not looks that matter. Yes, it is. That's what first attracted you to the person that you're all now in a relationship. When you see that person across the bar, you see what they look at and you go, Jesus, I would love to kiss her, or I'd love to get into bed with her. You don't go, I'd love to sit down and have a meaningful conversation with her. You are attracted. You have to be physically attracted to someone to stay in a relationship with. Otherwise, you end up in one of those marriages where you both go to bed at different, times, and you're reading your iPads in bed at night, and you give each other a good night kiss, and there's no shagging going on at all. Because, I'm sorry, even when you're married, it shouldn't be only making love. It should be raw, hard sex as well, and shagging as well. That's what keeps a relationship alive. Thank you. From Dr. Phil.
Jesus,
Dr.
Yeah.
Phil, there we go.
I'm going to chime in and say, okay, everyone is initially somewhat, they're the spark of attraction, yet by looks. However, don't you fall in love with the contents of their mind and their heart?
Nobody wants to have sex with someone's mind.
I'm sorry, but mental stimulation in a woman is way more of a turn on than physical. And if you believe that, I'm sorry.
Women, one of the most intelligent people ever in the world was Stephen Hawking. So women were queuing up wanting to shag Stephen Hawking when he was around. Is that what you're saying?
There are so many women that wanted to shag Stephen Hawking.
No,
the point you're making overall, Elizabeth, is all you're hearing on this conversation is shallow individuals. Mandy was shallow. What Jeremy is saying here is shallow as well.
Yeah.
Jeremy's got a man's point of view, and that's fine. He can have his point of view. Opinions do matter. That's great. However, when he's kind of slightly chilted about the whole that's not body shaming, she literally got slammed online. And I'm sorry for that, and I would never. But you got to remember that the negative emotions always outweigh the positive ones. When it comes to restaurant reviews, you know that if you had a bad experience somewhere, you're going to go onto that website, you're going to go onto this, and you're going to go onto that, and you're going to continually slam that place, right? But if you had a great time, maybe 1 out of 10 people will write a positive review. That is literally, I've worked in a restaurant industry. And
okay, but the question is, Elizabeth, why did women feel the need to slam her for posting a picture of her looking well a couple of weeks after having her baby?
But do you remember when she said there was one lady that said to her, oh, I wish I could have had that body? That is actually a compliment. And she took that and then proceeded to slam that girl into the ground.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Lauren. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lauren.
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Lauren. What do you want to say on this?
I just find it like a bit like hearing her talk. I think it was a way of doing things. And I think that, like with Vogue Williams and that, and I seen her picture and I thought she looked absolutely fantastic. I think there's a way of going about doing things. I think, you know, that if people get back to their pre-pregnancy weight really quickly, I think fair play, that's amazing. And you're working out, you're looking after yourself, that's wonderful. But some people, it just takes a little bit longer. I had 4 kids. I got back to mine after the 4th child pretty quick as well. But that's because I hated the way I felt. I hated the way my body felt. But I would never, ever slam anybody. I didn't leave the hospital with a flat stomach, and it took ages. Where my sister had a baby and she left the hospital in her 5-6 jeans. Like, she had literally a flat stomach leaving. And that's not down to exercising or eating healthily or whatever. And the same with that other girl. That's not down to exercise or being healthy, having a flat stomach 2 days later. That's genetics. That is genetics. Because you don't lose all that weight by working out 2 days after you've had a baby and a C-section. It doesn't work that way, you know. And I just think that's...
Okay, but Mandy's original point was that there is no excuse after a year to be... no reason after a year to be saying, I can't get my baby weight off. I can't get my figure back.
I just think everybody is different and everybody has different struggles. And I just think that maybe they obviously don't want it that as much as she wants it. She obviously, what's important to her is having her pre-pregnancy weight and having herself looking good. But she goes around looking, she's looking for compliments, she's looking for people to notice, where other people, like as you said, Vogue Williams, isn't going around looking for people to, you know, isn't putting it in people's faces.
Yeah, Vogue got lashed out of it as well. The comments on Vogue's post were similar to what happened to Mandy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that myself. I think that, and I know it will be down to, you know, jealousy and stuff. Of course, people that have had a baby would absolutely love to, other people that had babies that can't get their weight off straight away. Of course, they'd love to look like that. You know what I mean? I looked at both picture and I said, oh my God, she looks amazing. I wish that was me at that stage when I had my last child. Like, it took me 3 or 4 months to get back to it. Like, well, you know, of course everybody would look at that and say, oh my God, like, wouldn't you just love to look like that straight away after you've had a baby? Of course, like, you know what I mean? And I just think, yeah, you shouldn't be shaming people either.
Okay, she was arguing that women need to stop making excuses, basically. There are no excuses. That was what she said.
I think her way of approaching things is so wrong. I think, you know, she's definitely body shaming people. And, you know, just worry about yourself. Don't be worrying about what other people do. Some people might want to get back to, or not that they won't want to get back, but they don't want to put that much effort in to getting back to their pre-pregnancy weight or whatever. Like, you know, but you have to let people do what they want. I just think her approach is so wrong. I think she...
What she was saying, though. What she was saying was, she wasn't saying you should get back to your pre-baby weight. What she was saying was, you're able to if you need to. That's what she was saying. That there's no...
Yeah, you're able to.
Yeah, so she wasn't saying...
She was giving out about women who said to her, oh, I wish I could get my figure back. And she's saying, well, you can.
Yeah, that's all she was saying.
Yeah, look, yeah, I just think her, the way she speaks about other people and the way she talks about it, I think it is just wrong. I think she... You know, I think she's a lot of tickets on herself, to be honest with you.
All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed for your call.
Final question for you, Lauren, before you go, because it's apt for the conversation we're having. When Stephen Hawkins was around, did you fancy him? Did you want to shag him?
How did you know?
There you go. They were queuing up.
All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more of your WhatsApp voice notes. This is Nolene.
Hi, guys. I got my figure back after having my son. That was 29 years ago. Between that and now, I've lost it. Don't know where I lost it, but I'm fat and I don't care. I'm happy, I'm healthy. They say fat people are harder to kidnap, so that's a good thing as well. But if you're happy, it doesn't matter. And for you want to be shaming people that have weight, shame on you. That's what it is.
All right. And Estelle is still angry with Mandy.
And as I said in the message just there, most women would breastfeed to benefit their children and get the newborn experience and to bond with their children and give their children an immune system that they can't get out of, like, certain foods or whatever, because it's supposed to be so beneficial for children. Children being the operative word, newborn babies. And that goon is going on about getting her figure back. How shallow is that, that she's breastfeeding to benefit her figure? Like, what an absolute space cadet.
Great to hear women are walking though and getting exercise.
Well, Gale Force wins there by the sounds of it. Estelle, thank you very much.
Can I read a message before we go from Magella, who said, Jeremy, you're shallow. Okay, fair enough. Your wife met you and married you when you had a full head of hair. You're balding now. Should your wife leave you, considering you're not the same looking person as you were? And the answer to that, Magella, is I have as much hair now as I did when I got married 10 years ago. I haven't lost any. I haven't. It's come to a halt. Like, I haven't.
Well.
So the answer to your question is no. And again, why do people get so defensive? I was proud enough to say a couple of months ago on this show that I tried my wedding suit on a couple of weeks ago and I couldn't get into it. And now I'm working on it. I'm going to get into that wedding suit.
For what?
What? To prove to myself that I can get back to the same size I was when she married me.
You are very shallow.
What?
You're extremely shallow.
Why?
Listen back to the podcast and listen to yourself talk.
Stay quiet, fatso.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.